Hi, this is Bo Pilgrim with Bo Knows Insurance. Welcome to my podcast where insurance is made simple. We're going to give you the knowledge that you need to make sure that your insurance is doing its most important job, protecting your assets. Let's dive in. Hi, Bo Pilgrim here with Bo Knows Insurance and Reed Insurance. Today I'm going to talk to you about where does your money go when you buy an insurance policy. You know, you pay your insurance premium and you want to know where does that money go. You know, you don't file a claim or whatever happens and you're just wondering, well, where does that money go? What's happening to all those dollars that I gave to them each and every year? And I know it's really easy to fall into the thought that insurance companies are just taking all the money, they're just piling up this tons and tons of cash. That's just really not the thing at all. You know, we're in a free marketplace, right? And that free marketplace, you know, does a lot of different things that help control the costs of different sorts of products. One of those things is that we've got competition, and insurance companies are competing against others, so they have to keep those costs low, or they start losing clients, right? Well, they also have to make sure that they're taking care of your clients, because if they don't, well, the clients are going to leave. Another thing they got to do is they got to make sure that they're paying all the different expenses, you know, for buildings, utilities, labor, you know, the payroll, all those different things, including taxes. They got to pay those things or Uncle Sam will shut them down, or people will start leaving them as employees, or they won't be able to afford a building. They'll get kicked out of their building. You know, there's all these different factors that affect an insurance company, and they're trying to balance between profitability and making sure that they're staying competitive inside of the marketplace, right? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to break it down, kind of show you where some of the money's going. It's going to be a little bit technical, but I'm going to give you some different numbers that are going to tell you where money goes, and you may be a little bit shocked about a few of these numbers. So let's break it down. We're going to talk about auto insurance and homeowner insurance. We're going to just talk about those two products today. So let's talk about auto insurance. Now, first thing is to understand is about really all insurance. It's not just some sort of magic bucket. They're not this, there, just pull, you know, just getting pools and pools and just loads of money. And then that they can just pay out claims just, you know, again and again and again, and then it not affect them financially. You know, we've seen inside of the state of Louisiana on the homeowner side that we've lost, you know, six different insurance companies because they've gone bankrupt because of massive amounts of claims from hurricanes. Same thing in Texas. We've seen quite a few different companies that have left the state of Texas because of the same thing. In the state of Mississippi, we've seen companies that have just stopped writing or have also gone bankrupt because there's been so many claims for so many hurricanes in the Gulf State region. So we know it's not just a magic bucket with an endless supply of money. They don't have, you know, money trees, right? They don't have just an orchard of money trees out there and they just go and just pick money off of them every time they need it. You know, it just doesn't work like that. They have to have money that comes in, they pay their expenses out of it, and then money also goes out for claims, and then they also need to pay things like, you know, taxes, payroll, and also, of course, they need to also have a little bit of money for profit so that they can sustain themselves over the period of time, continue to grow, and then also, if a bad time comes, they got a little bit of a cushion to make it through that bad time. So let's break down some of the different numbers in here. So 30% of every dollar that goes into an auto insurance policy typically goes out as a liability medical payment claim. Medical payment claims are you hit somebody else with your car and it causes them bodily injury. Like they have to go to the doctor or to the hospital or something like that. So 30% of every dollar, 30 cents on the dollar goes to this. 15% goes on to property damage claims, and that's the same scenario, but it does damage to their vehicle or to their house or some sort of piece of property. So 15% of it goes to that, or 15 cents out of every dollar. That's, you know, 45 cents out of the dollar already that we're talking about. So what about us after that? Well, 18% of it goes to damages for your own car that's under comprehensive or collision. You know, that's a windshield, that's a hail damage to your car, that's it catches on fire, that's a tree falls on it. You know, you back into somebody else with your own car and it's got to be filed underneath your collision coverage, or you hit the mailbox or something like that. That's 18% of every dollar. That's 18 cents out of every dollar. Well, the next thing is going to be overhead, just their labor, you know, all their overhead. That's the price of employees. That's health insurance for them. That's utility bills, you know, that's electricity, water, gas, As for the building that they occupy, that's all those different things takes up 23% of the money. Next is taxes. They pay on average about 11% in taxes. That's to both payroll and local and federal and, you know, state taxes that they have to pay. About 11% of the total amount of money. What does that leave? It leaves 3%. About 3% on average goes to profit for insurance companies. And you think, well, that doesn't make sense. That can't be. Well, it is a fact that on average, you can Google this online and see that on average, about 3% goes to profit. The rest of it is going to just pay the expenses of running an insurance company. And you wonder, well, how can that be? Well, you know, they're constantly in a struggle to keep on top of it. You know, the last couple of years, you know, the cost of, you know, homes as well as also vehicles has gone up a lot. You know, the new vehicle inventory as well as also the used vehicle inventory has gotten really thin the last couple of years. And then also supply chains have gotten really thin. So the price of repairs to cars has really gone up significantly. So we're seeing that that's being really a strain on them during this time. Well, let's talk about home insurance. So home insurance is a poor choice of words. It's a balance between profit and loss. You know, they are trying to every year always analyze where they're at, trying to figure out if they can estimate how many claims they're going to have and how much they're going to pay in claims so they can reserve that much money. On average, insurance companies shoot for somewhere between 8 to 10% for profit. That leaves 90% for property related losses or claims in general. Out of that 90% for claims, 98% of it goes to property losses. That's hail damage to your roof, fire losses, somebody backs into your house. You know, that's all those different things, water damage because of, you know, a water pipe burst. You know, all those different things takes up 98% of that 90%. So again, 90% goes to claims, 98% of that is property. Well, another 2% of it goes to liability claims. That's, you know, that's somebody sues you because you hurt them. You know, you physically hurt them somehow. Someone comes to your home and they get sick on the food that you serve and then they sue you. That's 2% of that, those losses go there. So 8 to 10% is what they're trying to hit as that number. Well, it's become really difficult the last couple of years. You know, over the last couple of years, we've just had so many claims in the Gulf Coast region, you know, to the states of Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Arkansas too. You know, we've had several hurricanes, very large hurricanes that have done a massive amount of damage. You know, Lake Charles has been, you know, was devastated by Laura. And then, you know, this past year, you know, hurricanes just, you know, did so much damage down to the southern tip of Louisiana, including also additional damages over to Texas. And we also had that huge ice storm that affected a lot of the region last year. So there's been just tons and tons of claims that have happened. So much that in this area, there's been 7 insurance companies that have gone bankrupt. That's 7. 7 homeowner insurance companies have gone bankrupt because they did not have enough money to take care of the claims that were expected. You know, look, these insurance companies, they're really good at estimating based off of past history how many claims they should have in the coming year, what that total dollar amount is. And they usually do pretty good because remember, their profit margin is between 8 to 10%. That's not a lot of wiggle room. But whenever we have years like that, it just seriously, you know, damages these companies. It's going to drive up the cost of insurance because we've got less carriers in there and they all just took a serious beating. I hope this has helped you to understand where all the insurance money is going. Whenever you pay your premium, where the dollars are going, that really on homeowner side, 8 to 10% is probably going towards profit. And on the auto side, it's a meager 3%, typically maybe 5%. So it's not very much. Thanks for listening in. I hope this episode has helped you make better decisions about your insurance. If your insurance agent is not having these sort of conversations with you, then maybe it's time for you to find a new independent insurance agent.